Preparation and focus. Two reasons why Viking safety Harrison Smith has grown into one of the most feared safeties in the league. On the field or in the film room, Smith takes his role seriously.
But when it comes to football, there's no balance. As long as I'm fortunate enough to play, it'll always be number one, and that's it. So when I have time, I try to expand my horizons.
And what better way to view those horizons than from the cockpit of an airplane?
Really, I was kind of scared of it, and that led me to learn a little more about it. It's a level of responsibility that you don't find doing a lot of things, and it teaches you a lot of skills as far as preparation, organization, communication. You know, I think it's great for anyone who gets a chance to get into it, because it can teach you so much about yourself. You know, when you first fly the plane by yourself, they call it soloing. You know, that's a day that I always remember, just being up there alone. I'm working towards my IFR certification, but, you know, I put all things on hold once the season comes around. So I'll have to jump in after the season. Hopefully I don't have much time to train next year, because we play so late, end of the year.
Harrison has flown solo before, a task that requires the same focus needed before each snap on the field. But before heading to training camp this summer, he took to the skies with some elite company.
In the Air Force, I was a colonel. In the shuttle program, I was a commander. In the airline business, I'm a captain. I just go by Kurt.
Everybody, Harrison Smith.
Harrison, hi, Robin Crandall.
A marginal safety on the Vikings.
I went through the fighter weapons school, which everyone calls Top Gun. I'm slightly taller than Tom Cruise. Other than that, we're the same. And we had no instructors that looked like Kelly McGillis. But I did that, and then I had all the qualifications to be a shuttle astronaut. And I applied to the shuttle program and became a shuttle pilot.
Kurt Brown is one of the most decorated pilots in history. He began his career as a fighter pilot in the Air Force, joined John Glenn aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery, and has landed himself in the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame. But on this occasion, an all-pro safety was his co-pilot in the back of a 1943 Navy Warbird.
Aim of the mission will just be to introduce you to the T-6s and Warbird flight. I think we'll have a good time.
Flying with a legend is pretty sweet. So very fortunate to be able to do it, and couldn't be happier that they let me come out here.
Ben, we'll be ready to go.
E-795, clear for takeoff and wing runner. Traffic's a mile and a half final.
Okay, we'll orbit on the right side, 27 Delta, clear for takeoff.
I didn't have too many expectations. I was just excited to get in an old Warbird.
Flight time was about an hour, and he flew for about 30 minutes, yeah. We could not let him fly in formation, but when we separated, then he flew pretty much the whole time unless I was showing him a maneuver.
You know, Kurt said I flew a lot, but really I was just controlling the stick. You know, he was handling the power and checking the gauges and things like that. I was just getting to have, you know, the fun part, I guess. So I would still need a lot more time in that thing to get it down.
We'd like to circle around and make a low pass with smoke generators over runway 9.
It's just incredible how close they get to each other, and they break off and switch around. And then we broke off and did a couple aileron rolls and a couple loops. And you get to feel some G-forces, so it was awesome.
Well, I think he really liked the upside down stuff. I wanted to expose him to maybe a little bit of a different kind of flying that he had been exposed to. He got surprised by that, I think.
It was tons of fun. I recommend it to anybody who gets the chance.
Although their careers have steered them in different directions, the co-pilots have a few more things in common.
I was a space shuttle astronaut. You know, I put my pants on just like you do, and I just like to talk about it. And if you got questions, I'll talk about it. And I think he's the same way. He doesn't hold it out in front of you that he's a star NFL safety. He's Harrison, and he's a good guy.
You know, I can talk to safeties that have played, you know, kind of speak the same language and get what they're talking about. And with these guys, I'm a novice. I'm nowhere close. So, it's interesting, and it's fun to meet you know, people from all different walks of life.
In the space business and in the military, you don't do anything by yourself. The football team is a perfect example. One guy can't do it. Five guys can't do it. It takes the whole team.
That's a good comparison. You just got to avoid people while you're up here. And when you're playing, it's you're looking for the contact. So that's the main difference.
When I go fly, it puts me in the greatest mood. There's nothing to me more calming than looking out the window at 40,000 feet at the Earth. I can climb, I can dive, I can roll, I can do loops if I want to. There's no restraints.
It's kind of surreal to look out and, you know you can fly pretty much wherever you want. It's a pretty unbelievable thing.